This is Lori Sonkin with WRFI Community Radio News. My guest is Walter Hang. Walter Hang is an Ithaca resident. He's been active in environmental issues in New York State and around the country for a long time. Welcome once again, Walter.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So, Walter, on Friday, the Ithaca Journal ran a piece in the newspaper. It was a story about the opening of the new park on Lake Street at the Ithaca Falls Natural Area. It had this beautiful picture of Savanti Myrick, the mayor, along with smiling children. And they were helping him cut the ribbon to honor the new park. So if your children were in the fourth grade or younger, would you have them participate in that opening?
Absolutely not. It was so irresponsible of the mayor to bring very, very young children into an area that is almost certainly contaminated with lead, which can impair the mental development of very, very young children. So this is a battle that's been going on for 16 years. But I wrote the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency the day before, and I forwarded my letter to the mayor and to all the members of the Common Council, because when I got tipped off that this ceremony was going to happen on Friday, on Thursday I went to look at the site. And the problem is that the gorge area a year ago had been cleaned very thoroughly.
Wait, can we back up though 1 second before we get to the cleanup? People might not know the history. A long time ago, I guess in the early 1900s, there was a gun factory, the Ithaca Gun Factory, almost at the top of Lake Street. And then it closed eventually, and the area has been, it's my understanding, it's been cleaned up twice by the EPA, once in 2004, is that right? And then once again last year, is that right? And
It's so incredibly complicated. So you're correct. There was a very famous shotgun factory at the top of the hill, and you can still see the smokestack for Ithaca guns. Okay. And so they basically made very famous 12-gauge pump shotguns.
Okay.
And so a shotgun essentially shoots a whole bunch of little lead pellets as opposed to a single bullet. Okay, so it's easier to hit whatever you're shooting at. And so this big factory operated for about 100 years. And the problem was that when they test fired their shotguns, they would fire the rounds. And they did it, I think, twice with a normal load and then once with a double load. So more gunpowder to make sure that the guns wouldn't blow up or fail. And the problem was that those pellets of lead were ultimately dumped off of an area called the island.
So it's above where the Ithaca Falls Natural Area is.
Correct. And okay. So the island is the northernmost portion of the Ithaca Gun Factory. And there was this big pile of coal debris, and then they dumped the lead on that ground and then down into a tail race. And it also fell off the edge into the gorge trail area. And so you're correct. When I identified this problem in 2000, I got a lot of press coverage and I wired a cleanup where the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency came in, and with a giant vacuum, they sucked up all this contaminated dirt and debris. However, they didn't clean up the factory.
Okay.
They cleaned around the factory. They cleaned the gorge trail, but Mayor Alan Cohen didn't want the factory included in the cleanup because he thought it would impair the future development of that site. That turned out to be a tragic error. And so the factory wasn't cleaned up for many, many years. And then when it was cleaned up, it was totally botched. And then the company that did the cleanup went bankrupt. The asset went into bankruptcy court. And then finally, the city got funding to clean up this island, but they botched it because they didn't use this incredibly sophisticated vacuum technology. They just used heavy equipment. And the heavy equipment spread the contamination, including back down into the gorge trail area, recontaminating the area that EPA cleaned up circa 2004. So a year ago, you're correct, EPA came back, they cleaned up the Gorge Trail for a second time, and it was totally clean, but only literally for a matter of days.
Because once it starts to rain or once the wind blows, the lead and arsenic or whatever is up on top blows down. I mean, is that what's happening here?
That's correct. If you look up at the cliff wall on the south side of Ithaca Falls Gorge, you can see that debris is just constantly raining down from that island area, which is where most of the contamination originated. And so that has now totally recontaminated the area that EPA cleaned up. So if you look, you can see the cinders, you can see remnants of shotgun shells, and basically EPA totally knew that this problem was occurring because I just read their final report. And they said, however, elevated concentrations of lead were detected in soil samples, which indicated that material migrating from the cliff and depositing on the talus slope is a contributing source of the lead and arsenic contaminated soil. And so after a year, that area has gotten recontaminated. And that's how come no children should have been allowed to enter that area, because they can become exposed to lead dust, and then it's in their bodies, it becomes part of their body burden, and it can impair their mental development.
So I saw the letter that you sent last week to the EPA, Judith Enck, and in the letter, I believe you asked that EPA once again go clean up the area, but you also want no trespassing signs posted. Is that right?
Correct. So if you go into the parking lot area to the south.
You're talking about the parking lot for the Ithaca Falls Natural Gorge.
Yes. Correct.
And this is where you park to go walk on the Gorge Trail.
Correct.
Where all sorts of visitors go, and families and teenagers.
It's like a staggering number of people visit this beautiful gorge. But if you park there, you'll see these big yellow and black no trespassing signs.
Right.
It's very clear. But when you go into the Gorge Trail area itself, the city didn't want a big, formidable fence to keep people out of this lead-contaminated area. So instead, they have this little kind of chain, you know, a single chain hanging down. It's like what you would see at a country club to keep off the lawn. It's not in any way warning people, yo, this is a huge lead contaminated area, stay out.
You can put your leg over it or under, you can go under it. I mean, it's very easy.
That's right. And, yeah. The signs, there are only two signs over a very long area, and it's so insipid. It just has this very confusing language, warning, rocks are falling down, they may contain lead. It doesn't really spell out that this is a federal Superfund site. It has not been cleaned up. It is totally contaminated. The authorities know that, and you shouldn't go in there. But kids are always in there running around.
Okay, Walter, so if this is such a big deal, why don't more kids in Ithaca have high lead levels?
I mean, well, we don't know because we haven't tested all the kids.
But didn't we test kids like with this whole lead in the water issue? Didn't a lot of kids get tested and maybe one or two kids had high lead levels or something?
You know, I don't know who got tested, but I know a lot of young kids in Ithaca, and I doubt in any way that there has been a meaningful assessment. And so it isn't just lead, right? It's also arsenic. There's a huge plume of contamination emanating from the former gun factory site into Falk Creek. And so the bottom line is, by the time, in many cases, you identify the impact that kids are poisoned by lead or they're mentally impaired, it's too late.
You can't, I mean, there's nothing you can do. It's brain problems for the rest of their lives, would you say? I mean,
correct. There's no question about that. So no one is confused that lead is very problematic. you know, for young children. Mm-hmm. And so kids, I mean, I see toddlers in there. I see very young kids, less than 5 years old. They're running around. They're rolling on the dirt. They don't know that they have to wash their hands to get the lead-contaminated dirt off their hands. You know, they could eat a sandwich. People walk their pets there every day. And so lead is an element. It never breaks down.
So you sent your letter in last week. Granted, that isn't very long ago. You sent it to Judith Engst, but I noticed that you also copied the mayor and Kalman Council and others on it. Have you heard from anyone?
No, I almost never hear from any of the members of the Common Council, with one exception, and that's Cynthia Brock, who I really consider an exemplary, you know, a public official. And so she has gone to this site with me to meet with Don Graham, who is the U.S. Environment Protection Agency on-site coordinator. And, you know, Don was very, very good about showing us around the site. You know, he allowed me to identify the lead contamination a year ago on the island. But it's very steep. It's very unstable. So it wasn't until Friday morning that I went to the site again, and I spent a little bit more time looking around, and I was just shocked at how much lead is all over that upper area.
He has pictures. Some of them, I think, are on his website, Toxics Targeting. But you can see the little pellets. I mean, it's you don't need a microscope. You can see it with your own eye.
Oh, yeah. You can see with the naked eye that these lead pellets have never been removed. And so when I first got to the site, you know, 16 years ago, there were millions of pellets. But there are still thousands and thousands of pellets that have not been removed. So this cleanup is a total failure. And the city just is incompetent when it comes to remediating this site. And that's how come I'm imploring EPA to come in and clean this site up once and for all. The factory site remains contaminated too. That has never been fully cleaned up. So this is just an ongoing public health threat.
We are just about out of time, but one last question. What should people do?
Well, number one, if you go to the site, be very, very careful. Don't touch the dirt with your hands and then touch a sandwich or lick your fingers.
What about your shoes?
Well, your shoes are also a real problem, because if you walk on the ground and the dirt sticks to your shoes and then you get in your car is contaminated. It's not like you're going to keel over dead, but you are going to have lead in your car. So your feet. Make sure you don't put your shoes in the car. Like, take them off, put them in a plastic bag. You know, put on clean shoes and then drive. If you go home, you should take off your clothes outside and then wash your clothes. Don't throw your clothes on your, you know, bedroom chair, because again, the dust will contaminate your bedroom. And then you should wash your hair, take a shower, and just get all that dust off of you.
People who just turned in, I'm talking with Walter Hang. He is talking about the lead contamination at the Ithaca Falls Natural Area.